good news cannot really be good news unless there's some bad news that it counteracts. But we often don't like to talk about the bad news, do we? At least when it comes to the bad news about ourselves. But if we want the good news of the gospel, we must first recognize the bad news about ourselves. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. John chapter 4, verses 16 through 18 say this, Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come here." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." And Jesus said to her, "You're right in saying you have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not even your husband. What you have said is true." It seems like Jesus gets really personal with this woman at the well really quickly, doesn't it? Why is that even necessary? Why can't Jesus just offer his eternal life to this woman without getting into her business? Well, one reason is that Jesus is demonstrating that he is God. He had never met this woman before, yet he knows everything about her. And this also lets us know that God knows everything about us, full knowledge of who we are, even our sin. In fact, God knows our sin and its effects on our lives better than we do. And as uncomfortable as this truth may make us feel, it's actually good to know that every moment of our lives is lived before God. It should humble us. But we also need to wrestle with another fact. Our sin separates us from God. And that's exactly why Jesus brings up these personal issues with this woman. Unless she's willing to recognize her sin and her separation from God, then the good news Jesus brings won't really be all that good. What good is the offer of freedom if you don't recognize that you're enslaved? Conviction of sin is a necessary step in receiving the gospel. We must believe the bad news about ourselves before we can truly esteem and embrace the good news of Jesus' perfect life, atoning death, and glorious resurrection. So have you recognized the reality of your own sin? Do you realize that you live every day, every moment in front of the face of God, and that your sin separates you from Him? If you have, then you are ready to receive Christ as your Savior and Lord. And we pray that you are, and we want to help you do that. You can visit us at lifeword.org. Today, please pray for Brandon Lingle and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Fair Fair LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Burkina Faso and Ghana.